From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country. He said North Korea would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The North Korean foreign minister also said, "We will have every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down the United States strategic bombers, even when they are not yet inside the airspace border of our country." On Monday, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said, "We've not declared war on Korea." She said the suggestion is absurd. Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. The bill would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 5 years while either consistently working, studying, or serving in the military. They could then reapply for a second 5-year conditional term. Only after a decade under the program would they be able to have conditions lifted and then obtain full permanent residency. This is VOA News. A United Nations report has found that a sharp deterioration has occurred in the human rights situation in Crimea since Russia annexed the Ukrainian peninsula in March 2014. That annexation triggered the biggest crisis between Russia and the West since the end of the Cold War. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Human Rights Office has just published the most comprehensive report to date on Russian-occupied Crimea.
The UN Human Rights Office report documents grave human rights violations in Crimea between February 2014 and September 2017. It finds Russia, as the occupying power, is in breach of multiple international humanitarian and human rights laws. The report says most of these violations, including arbitrary arrests and detention, enforced disappearances, torture and ill treatment, involve members of the security forces and Crimean self-defense and have not been effectively investigated. It says there is no accountability for these crimes, so violations continue with impunity. The head of the Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Fiona Fraser, says dissent and criticism are not tolerated by Russian Federation authorities in Crimea.
Criminal and administrative law that concerns offenses of separatism, terrorism, and extremism are often used to stifle any such dissent.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The number of homicides in the United States jumped for a second year in a row last year, amid an increase in overall violent crime in the country, the FBI releasing its annual crime statistics report. There were an estimated 17,250 murders in the U.S. last year. That's up 8.6% over the year before. It's more than 20% higher than the 2014 levels. The murder rate also rose from 4.9 to 5.3 per 100,000 residents. 5 neighborhoods in Chicago, with 9% of the city's population, explained 10% of the national increase in murder. And Chelsea Manning, a former U.S. intelligence analyst, convicted of espionage for passing information to WikiLeaks, has been refused entry into Canada. She told the Reuters news agency she tried to enter the country on Thursday evening, planning to vacation in Montreal and Vancouver. She was stopped at the border and held overnight, then turned around. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.